Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
And good evening, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect as we continue our weekly quest towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener future. We're putting the spotlight on recycling this week, specifically recycling of our electrical goods, as recent figures suggest that we're not nearly as good at doing this as we should be. But why? Is it because we're just not aware of what we need to do? Well, we sent our reporter Max Kane out to find out.
If it's recyclable, put it in the green bin.
Do you think there's enough information out there on how to actually recycle your electricals?
Evidently not. I sound like an idiot. Yeah, maybe it's on me that I just am actively choosing not to educate myself. But maybe a nice piece of literature that could be sent to my post box.
I saw this online that essentially like 90% of things that you put in recycling actually gets put into a landfill.
What about any electrical goods? Do you know what to do with them?
I don't. I put them in a box. Once that box gets too big, I'll kind of figure out what to do with it, really.
Now, perhaps this is part of the problem. We're joined now by Elizabeth O'Reilly, Head of Environmental Compliance at We Ireland. And We Ireland figures for the last 3 years reveal that for every 10 new tech products sold in Ireland, only 4 are eventually coming back to recycling. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. First of all, why is this happening and what are the repercussions from this for us?
Well, it's a really good question. We're actually recycling more than ever in Ireland, but we're also buying more than ever. So when we benchmark the amount of new appliances in the market compared to what we're taking back in the recycling stream, we're not meeting targets. And that's part of maybe a whole kind of desire to hang on to our old appliances. They're being hoarded. Some of the smaller devices are a bit too easy to keep in the drawer or under the bed. And maybe a lack of trust as well. It's really important people know that you can access free and authorised recycling services through the We Ireland network.
Because I suppose some people will be worried about their data not protected or it's not being taken care of properly.
That's true. It's a really good point. And if you, on your phone or your tech devices, all of the manufacturers provide information on how to wipe those, how to manage it. And I think if we can take a little bit of time to do that and be happy with the removal of it, we can free up a bit of space, move those old and broken appliances on, and then know that they're being recycled in an authorised system in Ireland and that the materials are being returned again for use in manufacturing, which is a really important point we're talking about across Europe at the moment. We need those materials to power the new technology that we all want a need for a sustainable life cycle, but we can't continue to just mine them or extract them or import them elsewhere. So to keep the material flow in place, we need to recycle more of our old and broken.
Right. Often people are not really or don't seem to me to be aware of the importance of just why they should recycle. Do you get that too?
I think so. I mean, everybody's living very busy lives. And sometimes if something's a small enough appliance, you're not tripping over it in the hallway. So it's easier out of sight and out of mind. And the importance of recycling, it's an environmental impact. I mean, the worst case scenario is somebody is dumping or, you know, illegally throwing away something into a field, which is absolutely what we don't want to see, that type of activity. But just not being aware that it's free and easy to recycling services, the environmental importance of material return, there's an impact, a carbon impact when we kind of extract raw materials from the earth. The recycled content obviously is much better from the environmental perspective. And a lot of much older devices contain hazardous materials that at the end of life, we don't want to see them going back into our environment. We want to see them properly managed. We have very high-tech facilities in Ireland that can do that and then return materials for use again in a circular economy chain.
On a Vox Pop that Max Kane, a reporter, did there, Elizabeth, there was one comment that 90% or that this person had read that 90% of what we recycle ends up in landfill. Now, I'm sure that that is incorrect, but perhaps a lot of people are thinking along the same lines. Can you clarify that?
Absolutely. Well, I can state from a We Ireland perspective, it absolutely doesn't. We're a highly regulated industry and we have to be, and rightly so. So what we have in Ireland is local recycling facilities people maybe aren't aware of that. The Midlands is a hotbed of high-quality licensed and permitted facilities. KMK Metals in Kilbeggan and Tullamore, Irish Lamps Recycling in Athy, they work with us in partnership. So when you bring your old appliances back to your electrical retailer, into your civic community sites, or even one of our public collection days, we bring them back to those facilities. We separate them out into their different families, as we call them, and we send them through dedicated processes, both there in those Midland facilities, or sometimes specialist facilities downstream in Europe, where we can extract value through highly regulated processes. It's all reported on, and there's an evidence-based audit trail. And I think that trust point is really, really important. You can recycle it for free and be assured that it's been managed appropriately here in Ireland.
Just one more thing, Elizabeth, if anyone wants to find out more information about how to recycle and where to recycle, where would you direct them?
WeIreland.ie, that's we with three E's. You can find how, where to recycle. And also there's a great national resource on mywaste.ie. You can pinpoint a facility in your local area. You can find your local electrical retailer if you don't live near a recycling centre. There's loads of places. And please go find those old and broken appliances in your home and bring them for recycling.
Fantastic. Elizabeth O'Reilly, Head of Environmental Compliance at We Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thank you.
Thanks to Elizabeth. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can listen back to our previous episodes at sunshineradio.ie. And indeed, if you want to find out more about Hours to Protect, then you'll get all the details there too. And at hours2protect.ie. I'm Carol Dooley. Hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.